Nolte, Disney did a lot of soul-searching after Lightyear flop, and learned nothing. By John Nolte on February 22, 2023. The groomers in charge of Disney did a lot of soul-searching after Lightyear flopped. And as you will see, the Predators have learned absolutely nothing. This is from an interview with Pixar Chief Creative Officer Pete Docter about Lightyear. "We've done a lot of soul-searching about that because we all love the movie. We love the characters and the premise. I think probably what we've ended on in terms of what went wrong is that we asked too much of the audience. When they hear Buzz, they're like, great, where's Mr. Potato Head and Woody and Rex? And then we drop them into this science fiction film that they're like, what? Even if they've read the material in the press, it was just a little too distant, both in concept, and I think in the way that characters were drawn, that they were portrayed. It was much more of a science fiction. And Angus, to his credit, took it very seriously and genuinely and wanted to represent those characters as real characters. But the characters in Toy Story are much broader. And so I think there was a disconnect between what people wanted slash expected and what we were giving to them." Translation, blah, blah, this is me talking around the obvious, blah, blah. Between the production and marketing, Disney spent around $300 million on Lightyear. Worldwide it grossed about $225 million. This is a Toy Story movie. This is part of the most popular animated franchise in history, and it bombed. Why did it bomb? Well, as you can see from Docter's comments above, Disney either has no idea or is refusing to speak the truth out loud. And not for a moment can you expect the bootlickers at the Wrap to press him on this issue, because pressing might interfere with access, advertising dollars, and all those sweet, sweet junkets. Docter isn't the only Disney liar to lie by omission. Insiders are spinning the twin failures of Lightyear and Strange World, blaming them on, get this, confusion in the marketplace from families who were trained during the pandemic just to wait for animated features to end up on Disney Plus. Gee, Spider-Man, No Way Home made something like $2 billion worldwide, even though some Marvel movies landed on Disney Plus. No confusion there. So what could it be? What could explain the failure of Lightyear and Strange World? Strange World likely cost about $250 million to produce and market. It made $74 million worldwide, lol. Maybe families are tired of animated movies? Nope. That Puss in Boots sequel is cruising towards $500 million worldwide. And Minions, The Rise of Gru almost hit $1 billion. So what could it possibly be? What truly separates Lightyear and Strange World from all these box office hits? Could it be the grooming? Oh, I bet it is. I'll bet it's Disney using children's movies to groom prepubescent kids. Why else would you put confusing, innocence-shattering adult sexuality in a movie aimed at little kids if you weren't looking to groom them? Call me crazy, but my guess is that once decent parents discovered Lightyear and Strange World all centered around homosexuality, those same parents decided not to expose their kids to such a thing. Who wants to exit a movie having to explain alternate sexual lifestyles to a five-year-old? According to Disney/Marvel star Chris Evans, the goal is to keep pushing homosexuality until we can get to a point where it is the norm. It's tough to not be a little frustrated that the homosexuality in Lightyear even has to be a topic of discussion. That it is this kind of news. The goal is that we can get to a point where it is the norm, and that this doesn't have to be some uncharted waters, that eventually this is just the way it is. And as I have said before, that really is the goal. If Disney has to declare bankruptcy, it will push garbage no one wants to see, hoping the audience gives in and gets used to it. Well, heterosexuals will never get used to homosexuality. That's not bigotry. That's biology and human nature. I have zero issue with movies like Brothers or any other movie aimed at homosexuals. Hollywood should make movies for everyone, including gays. I'll never watch them, but I'll never oppose Hollywood serving an audience. What will never happen, though, is mainstreaming gay intimacy and sex. It makes straight people too uncomfortable, and that includes straight people who lie and say it doesn't make them uncomfortable. But I appreciate Chris Evans telling a truth we all knew to be true. Disney is pushing this on kids, hoping to normalize it, which is grooming. These are kids, for crying out loud. Parents make these decisions. Period.